CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
For goodness sakes, Betsy, why are you just sitting on the porch steps?
I don't know what to do.
You don't know what to do?
No.
Look here, young lady, you couldn't wait for school to be out so you'd have all day to play.
It's so fun playing alone.
Well, why don't you call up one of your friends? How about Mary Lou? Or Ruthie? Or Sandra? Not their mothers are too busy to drive them over. I'll go get them. You can go swimming, huh?
Nobody's home.
Would you call them?
They're all at camp.
Oh, at camp. Well, now, dear, I told you this would happen. Weeks ago, when you had a chance to register for camp, but no, you did not want to go.
I didn't know they were all going. Mary Lou said she wasn't, and then she did.
Well, you apparently changed your mind.
Well, I've changed my mind, too. I want to go, too, now.
Well, I don't think I can get you in now, Betsy. It's too late. Registrations for camp were last March or April, I think it was. I'm sure they're all filled up now. Besides, you'd have to ask your father if you could go.
If I ask Daddy when he gets home and he says yes, then can I?
Well, I don't know if I can get you in now, dear. But if Daddy says yes, then I will call and find out.
Oh, well, hi. What's all this about Betsy wanting to go to camp?
Oh, she has been waiting all day to ask you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't even get a chance to get out of the car before she pounced on you. Yeah, I knew something was up.
Sitting out there waiting for you.
Yeah, what's it about?
Well, did you say yes?
Did I say yes now, Donnie? I said I'd talk to you, naturally.
Well, she had a chance to register for camp months ago, but no, she didn't want to go. I told her that her friends would probably be going, but no, she did not want to go. Well, now she finds herself at loose ends. So she's changed her mind.
Yeah, well, naturally, she didn't understand. I don't see why she can't go if she wants to.
I don't even know if I can get her in at this late date. Camp has started, you know.
Started?
Oh, yes.
Oh? Mm-hmm. How long does it last?
Well, you register for a week or 2 weeks or a month. Most of her friends are just going for 2 weeks. Personally, I don't think we should let her go. I really don't. She does this all the time, and I think it would teach her a lesson.
Oh.
Well, she has a tendency to do this, dear,
yeah,
and always...
I mean, don't be so hard-hearted. After all, I mean, we all change our minds about
yes,
things.
Yes, but Betsy does it all the time.
Well, she's a child.
Yeah, child or not, she has to learn sometime. You know, she doesn't want to do something, and she is adamant about it. Then she discovers her friends are going. Like that children's place she didn't want to go to. Remember that? And I had to race around at the last minute trying to round up a ticket. I mean, the whole day. Just been getting a ticket for
her. I know. Well, after all. You know, when I drove up, that poor little thing was just sitting there looking as though she'd lost her last friend.
Honestly, I tell you, she plays on your sympathies. Just as she does on mine, huh? We always wind up giving in, you know, which sometimes I think is the worst thing that we can do.
Now, look, when she heard about camp, she probably, you know, didn't even think about it. After all, she's never been to camp, and... She didn't know what she might be missing.
She doesn't know any more about it now. She just knows her friends are there.
Well, naturally, she wants to be with them. Pete's sake, I think it would do her good. She'd never been away from home like that. And, well, she'd get swimming instructions. They probably have all sorts of crafts, sports, you know, maybe archery and things like that. It'd do her good.
Archery?
Yeah, archery, you know,
do her
bow
good?
And arrow, sure. Well, I mean...
Betsy's very susceptible to poison ivy.
Well, I'm sure they got a nurse there. I mean, she doesn't have to get poison ivy, you know. I mean, for love of Mikey, here you didn't bat an eyelash when Aunt Effie invited Betsy to spend the whole summer with her in Montana.
Oh, well, that was different. That was quite different. I knew Aunt Effie would keep an eye on her. Anyway, I'm just as glad now that she isn't going. I was rather relieved when Aunt Effie said she couldn't have her after all.
Darling, don't you think the camp counselors keep an eye on the children? What's the matter with you?
I don't know. I worry about it. You know, she's really never been away from home, been away from us or anything like that. Children sleep in tents, you know.
Sure they do. I know that. I've been to camp, which Betsy will love.
I don't know that Betsy will love it.
Well,
I seem to recall the night. You recall... I don't know when it was, last year or the year before, she insisted on sleeping out in the tent with you, and it wasn't such a success, dear. The next morning, I found Betsy in the house in her own bed and you outside by yourself.
Well, that was 2 years ago. Betsy's older now. I say, look, no, all right. I say she wants to go. Let's let her go.
Well, all right. If you say so.
I say so.
Oh. You may be right. Probably do her good.
Sure. Do us good, too.
I kind of worry about it, though. You know, she's never been away. Well, I don't know if I can get her in at this late date. I really don't.
Well, rather than keep saying that, why don't you just call up and find out, huh?
Yeah. Well, hello. Don't you look so worried. Daddy and I have decided you can go if we can get you in.
Oh, Daddy!
How about that, huh? Well, you thank your mommy, too.
Yes, you better, because it's mommy who'll have the work of getting you ready to go.
That shouldn't be too much work.
What do you mean that shouldn't be too much work?
Throw some play clothes and swimming suits and stuff in a duffel bag and
to the man.
Off she goes.
Yes. Well, I don't know what exactly is involved, but I know that I spoke to Ann when she was getting Marjorie ready for camp. And she was nearly hysterical with all that she had to do, and she spent weeks getting ready for it, too. Now, is Betsy to go for 1 week or two?
Oh.
I think it's about $25 a week.
$25 a week?
Yes.
1 week?
Yes. Yes.
$25?
Mm-hmm. Would you think it was free?
Free? Well, no, I didn't. When I went to Boy Scout camp, I paid $1 a day.
Well, that was some time ago.
I don't
you
care.
You based everything on what happened when you
were
a
child. A day.
Look, let me see if she can even get in before we worry about it. I'll call the camp right away.
25.
Daddy, come here quick. Mommy wants you.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Here?
Look, aren't we going to have any dinner? You have been on that phone for about an hour.
I thought
I lectured you about that.
Listen, I even had to call Mrs. Houston and get her to use her influence with the woman who runs the camp. She is on the phone now, so stop shouting, will you?
Who's on the phone?
She's a friend of Mrs. Houston's, and I've got her on the phone now. And she is willing to take Betsy this Friday if we can bring her out then for 2 weeks. She's willing to take her.
Well, don't you think 1 week would be enough?
Well, this woman said Betsy could stay 2 weeks, and I've raised such a fuss to get her in. And Ann said that with all the stuff you have to take and buy, you know, and the trouble that it takes, it isn't worth it for 1 week.
What do you mean? What stuff you have to buy?
The woman is waiting. Shall we take Betsy out Friday? Do we agree to that? I mean, I've raised such a fuss, shall I say? All right, all right.
Hello?
Yeah. Well, we'll bring Betsy out Friday, and I certainly thank you for making this exception.
No, I don't have any list of what she needs.
$25.
Uh-huh. Yes. Oh, would you mail it? Yeah. Thank you very much. Well, we'll meet you Friday. Thank you, Miss Robin, so much for all your trouble. Yes. All right. Goodbye. Well, she'll mail us the list of required clothing and equipment tonight. I should have it tomorrow, but I'll have to take Betsy to the doctor first thing in the morning for a complete checkup.
We have to go to the doctor?
Just for a checkup, and one thing I know I have to buy is mosquito netting for the bed in her tent. And I
tent?
Think, yes?
I have to sleep in a tent for 2 weeks? I thought they had cabins. I don't want to go if I have to sleep in a tent.
Now, I ask you, I'll tell you one thing, young lady. You are going, and you're going to sleep in a tent. And I got something else to tell you, too. It's going to be fun.
And the fun will start tomorrow, just getting her ready. She has to have her name on everything, even her socks.
What are you crying about? Honestly, you wanted to go to camp, so you're going.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Francie Myers and is produced by Walter Hart, directed by Dick Stenta. This is Gaylord Avery.